Have you ever wondered if you could track the entire global economy with a single token? I mean, that's a pretty wild concept, right?
It is wild. And it's exactly what we're seeing with this new suite of Ethereum-based tokens called the Global Phenom Coins Tracking Tokens Group. They're designed to track distinct components of global economic output.
Okay, so we're talking about four tokens here: GPC Global, GPC AI, GPC Crisis, and GPC Friction. Each one launched at $1 in USDC. But what exactly do these tokens do?
Right, so GPC Global is the baseline. It tracks total production output across all segments globally. Think of it as the big picture reference index for everything being produced.
And the other three? They sound thematic.
Exactly. GPC AI measures the percentage of global output attributable to artificial intelligence deployment. GPC Crisis tracks production from crisis scenarios like conflicts, tariff regimes, and environmental disasters. And GPC Friction captures the economic value of impediments to production, like trade barriers and regulatory burden.
That's fascinating. So friction is basically the gap between what we produce and what we could produce?
Precisely. There's actually a production equation here. Total potential global production equals the sum of GPC Global and GPC Friction. So if you want to understand the difference between achieved and potential output, friction gives you that.
That's clever. I'm curious, though, how do investors actually use these? Like, what's the strategy here?
Well, these are utility tokens, not securities. They don't confer ownership, equity, debt, or profit-sharing rights, but they reference proprietary indices with monthly forecast values published by the issuer. So investors can use them for thematic and macroeconomic exposure, essentially a new way to get exposure to long-term economic trends.
So if you're an institutional investor interested in, say, AI's role in the global economy, you could track GPC AI as a proxy for that trend.
Exactly. And institutional distribution runs exclusively through Axis Velo Limited, a British Virgin Islands regulated entity. They handle institutional sales, but they don't conduct client onboarding. All transactions require Know Your Customer and AML reviews.
And for non-institutional folks?
They can access the tokens through Uniswap, Ethereum's decentralized exchange protocol. So there's a clear separation between institutional and retail access.
That dual access model is pretty clever. Picking up on that decentralized access, what's under the hood here? How are these tokens built?
The smart contract architecture uses Solidity with four independent ERC-20 contracts. They've got open Zeppelin access controls and a transparent proxy pattern for upgradability, which is pretty standard for secure Ethereum token development.
And the institutional side has some serious partners, right?
Definitely. The stack includes Fireblocks for digital vault governance using MPC-CMP technology, NAV as an independent third-party administrator, and BMO provides settlement and safekeeping services. So there's a full institutional-grade infrastructure here.
With that infrastructure, there must be an equally serious economic strategy behind the indices. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to explore the intersection of blockchain and macroeconomic trends? Global Production Coin LLC has launched the Phenom Coin Group of utility tokens on Ethereum. These tokens are designed to track long-wave macroeconomic phenomena through proprietary indices and monthly forecast values. Whether you're interested in global production, AI deployment, crisis scenarios, or friction in the economy, find full documentation and index methodologies at globalproductioncoin.org.
What about the indices themselves? How do they forecast these values?
Each token references its own proprietary index. The company publishes monthly forecasts for all four. The index methodology and forecast construction documentation are available on their website, so there's transparency in how they're calculating these values.
Okay, I like the sound of transparency. These sound like powerful tools.
Absolutely.
What about the broader trends here? Are we seeing more of this kind of tokenization?
Yes, tokenizing macroeconomic exposure is at the forefront of digital finance. It bridges blockchain infrastructure with traditional economic frameworks. We're seeing interest in thematic and long-horizon investing continue to rise, and platforms like this signal a significant evolution in how global economic trends are packaged and accessed.
You know, I remember trying to explain blockchain to my uncle last Thanksgiving. He said, "So it's just fancy spreadsheets?" I wish I'd had this example. Tokens tracking the actual global economy. That might have clicked better.
Yeah, the spreadsheet comparison gets thrown around a lot. But honestly, I had a similar moment early in my career when I was working on a project analyzing trade friction. We were buried in spreadsheets and economic models, and I thought, if only there was a way to track this in real time. Now, seeing something like GPC friction actually attempt that, it's pretty remarkable.
That's a great perspective. So, if someone's thinking about diving into this space, what should they keep in mind?
First, understand that these are utility tokens, not investment securities. They don't give you ownership or profit sharing. Second, know the regulatory restrictions. Institutional sales are subject to compliance where applicable. And third, recognize that this is a niche area. The concept of tokenizing macroeconomic exposure is still emerging.
Makes sense. And how do you think this changes the way we think about exposure to global production or AI trends?
It democratizes access in a way. Traditionally, you'd need complex financial instruments or institutional access to get exposure to these kinds of macroeconomic phenomena. Now, with a decentralized exchange like Uniswap, retail participants can engage directly.
That's a shift. So we've established that these tokens offer a new way to track global economic trends: thematic, crisis-driven, friction-based, and AI-focused. In other words, they're creating a whole new category for accessing economic value on the blockchain. It's definitely a unique approach.
Exactly. And whether you're an institutional investor or a crypto enthusiast, it's worth keeping an eye on how this space develops. The framework is there, the infrastructure is robust, and the concept is innovative.
Well said. Thanks for breaking this down with me today. Together, we've unpacked a pretty complex idea, and I hope everyone listening has a clearer picture now.
My pleasure. It's an exciting time in digital finance.